Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can fully enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. I'm Michelle Roscoe, and I want to help you find fitness freedom. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, today I'm going to be sharing the three best tips to follow if you struggle with consistency in your exercise. You've probably heard this saying, consistency is key. And when it comes to our fitness, whether we want to just stay healthy or we have a specific goal we want to reach, like fat loss or a running distance or improved energy, whatever it is, we don't get results from doing nothing, right? We have to take action to actually see a difference or an improvement. And that's where it gets tricky. We might know we need to be consistent and regular with our exercise routine, but it's challenging. So we might end up starting and stopping our routine so that we either never get to see the results, or we see them, then lose them because we can't keep up for whatever reason. Here are a few common reasons that we don't stay consistent that might apply to you. And if I miss any, let me know. We start and stop routines when we get sick. We move, we change careers, we start or end a relationship. We go through motherhood, which is its own type of relationship. We experience changing seasons and weather. We add new things into our lives, we get busier, and then we beat ourselves up when we miss a workout or a few. And probably the biggest reason or slash excuse, depending on how you're framing it, is no time. I'm too busy. I've been a consistent regular exerciser for nearly 2 decades, just over a year shy of 2 decades, and I can honestly say I haven't missed an intentional workout in almost 10 years. I've moved intentionally in some way every day, whether it's just a few minutes or a few hours, for several years. And this has been through house moves, international moves, career changes, divorce, marriage, jobs that start before sunrise and end at sunset. Basically, anything that life could throw at you. I've maintained that consistency throughout. I also specialize in helping my clients get off the diet and exercise hamster wheel, the stop and go cycle, and make sustainable lifelong changes in their health and fitness that they actually enjoy. So I don't just apply this to my own life. I'm obsessed with learning how others can apply it too, so that they can live the happy and healthy life that they want. So here are my top three tips. And before I give these top three tips, I want to add some disclaimers. We all have different starting points. Some of us may have grown up in households where regular exercise was encouraged. Others of us may have never seen any adults in our lives work out. Some of us may have been naturally drawn to sports and athletics and it came easier for us. Others of us may have been bullied and shamed for our bodies and with movement. No matter where you're starting and no matter what your goals are, here are some tips that can help you. I'm going to start with a practical tool or tip first, and then provide the belief or value behind it next. All right, so number one, practical tip, make it a non-negotiable priority. What's the belief behind that? The belief is you always have time for what's important to you. So the tip, make it a non-negotiable priority. Why? Because you always have time for what's important to you. I'm starting off strong here because this is the foundation. This is where we need to start. And to be fair, if exercise is not important to you, then it's absolutely your choice to not prioritize it. It's your body, it's your choice. You don't have to make it important to you. If, however, you want to improve or maintain your health, or you have a specific fitness goal you want to reach, exercise is an imperative factor. Movement in some way is essential. The idea is that we make time for what's important to us. And I know not everyone has the same factors in their lives. Some of us do have legitimate reasons for having less time available to us. Some of us have more demands than others. I'm not discounting that. But we do make time for what's important to us. And I don't say time comes to us. I say we make time for what's important to us. And the busier we are, the more important it is for us to make that time for ourselves. On a fundamental level, exercise is one of the best forms of self-care. Of course, it's not the only one, but it's one of the best forms of self-care. And in order to give a shit about exercise, we need to think we are worthy of our time, energy, and effort. We need to see ourselves as important. So that's where it starts. When I say make it a non-negotiable priority, I'm also saying make you a non-negotiable priority. When I say you always have time for what's important to you, I'm saying you are worth your time. And even if you don't always feel like you're important or you don't always feel like exercising, that doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean that you're not important, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't make exercise a priority. Of course, like I said, individual factors can come into play, like your own needs and goals, how much you're sleeping, some people over-exercise, etc. And that can be taken into account. But on a fundamental level, exercise is a key pillar in a healthy lifestyle, so it needs to be made a priority if you want to make yourself healthy. And you can think of it like brushing your teeth, going to work, paying your bills, checking your phone, or any other thing you do just because it's good for you or it's important to you. And of course, there are ways to make it fun and to motivate yourself. That's something that I address in my program, The Holy Grail of Holistic Health. But start from this premise, to make it a non-negotiable priority because you always have time for what's important to you. Which leads me into practical tip number two, the dial. I'll explain what it is. But the belief behind it is that something is better than nothing. One of the biggest misconceptions we have around exercise and working out is that it always has to be a long workout at the gym with machines, or it has to be in workout clothes at a specific time. And while that might be true sometimes, it limits us when life is crazy, or we have an extra busy day, or we're going through big changes, or life is extra stressful. So instead of seeing exercise, and any healthy habit for that matter, as an on and off switch, see exercise as something you can dial up or down just like a dimmer. For example, when you're focused on a big goal or you have more space in your life or it's easier to be outside, you can bring the dial up. The dial up could be, 10-mile runs, 1-hour workouts, hitting the gym 3 times a week, playing on a sports team or whatever it is for you. And the dial up could be maybe even a 10-minute walk. It's all individual. But there are times when we can turn that dial up. However, when you're extra busy, you're going through a big life change, your routine shifts, you can bring the dial down. And that dial down can be 5-minute workouts, a short walk before you go to bed, doing squats every hour in between meetings. Whatever that is for you. Hey, the dial down could even be, 5-mile runs for you, wherever you're starting at. But when you've made tip number one true in your life, which is make it a non-negotiable priority, this becomes easier because you find ways to work around other parts of your life since exercise is a priority to you. So we start with number one, we go on to number two, the dial, something is better than nothing. And that leads me into practical tip number three. And this is the air that fills all of this space. It's like the color that tints everything. Be kind to yourself. That's tip number three. Be kind to yourself. And the belief here is progress over perfection. We often struggle to dial it down because we have these perfectionistic standards about what we should be doing and how it should look. But when we hold on to those tight perfectionist ideas about what we should be doing, when reality doesn't match up to them, we get hard on ourselves and we beat ourselves up because we think we're doing something wrong. We get the brunt of it. That's why it's so important no matter what's happening around you, with your health, with exercise, no matter where you're at right now, to practice acceptance, empathy, compassion, and encouragement for yourselves around exercise when we can't get it perfect. And I will say before I go into this in detail, sometimes it's helpful to have someone else who can give these things to us when we're not used to giving them to ourselves. For example, with my clients, my healthy heroes, I practice these things with them. I've practiced it so much with myself that it's what I practice with them as well. So they're able to not only learn the skills of doing it for themselves, but they see what it looks like from someone else, someone who's an authority, someone who's certified in training and nutrition, who knows what they're talking about. So there's that authority aspect of it as well. And it's more believable and it's helpful to have that outside support, especially when we're so used to beating ourselves up. But let me explain what this looks like really quickly. Here is what acceptance looks like when it comes to exercise or things coming up. This is my life situation right now. This is what my day looks like. This is where I am. I'll do what I can. That's acceptance. Just accepting what is. No shoulds. No beating yourself up. And this is what empathy looks like. You know, today would be hard for anyone. I really do have a tough day ahead of me. I could see how this could be difficult for anyone from an objective standpoint. You know, I've been going through a lot lately, and this is just tough. This is what compassion looks like. You could say your name here and say, I love you. I'm going to take care of you. We're going to figure out a way to keep ourselves first and take care of ourselves today. All right? And then encouragement. This is one of my favorites. You know what? I think you're amazing. Let's find a way to make exercise fun today. Let's get some movement in because it's going to make you feel good. How can we do that? I'm so proud of you for trying to figure this out. And I'm so proud of you for showing up, even though you're going through a tough time. So that the last tip, be kind to yourself. Focus on making progress, not being perfect. Focus on doing what you can and ultimately be kind to yourself. My friend, I would love to know how this was for you. What tips stood out for you the most? What point that I made stood out to you? You can reach out to me on Instagram at Michelle Lynn Roscoe or email me at michelle@emmaroscoe.com. I can't wait to hear from you. And if you want a safe, structured, supportive environment to become the healthiest you've ever been inside and out with scientific strategies and simple steps to take you from exactly where you are to where you want to be, you can join the Holy Grail of Holistic Health. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I just recently, at the time of recording this, redid that page and I'm excited to share it with you. If you want to get your hands on 5 free workouts you can do anywhere, anytime with video explanations along with them, you can grab it in your show notes. Maybe you're like, Michelle, okay, I'm motivated to work out. What should I do? Those are great workouts. A place where you can start. And again, if you have any questions or any comments, I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you have a most beautiful day. Peace out.